Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to embark on a two-day visit to Qatar beginning today. At least 52 people killed in landslides and floods triggered by torrential rain in Nepal. Israel and Hamas to hold indirect negotiations in Egypt today on Gaza's ceasefire plan. Rescue underway for around 1,000 climbers stranded on Tibetan side of Mount Everest after blizzard. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by 88 runs in the Women's World Cup clash in Colombo. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Doha, Qatar from today. We have more from a correspondent.
During his visit, Mr. Goyal will chair Qatar-India Joint Commission meeting Commission on Trade and Commerce along with his counterpart, Sheikh Faisal bin Thani. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit underscores the importance that India attaches to its trade and investment ties with Qatar. On the sidelines of the visit, the minister will also be meeting other Qatari dignitaries and top businessmen from Qatar Chamber and Qatari Businessmen Association. Further, he will engage with representatives of the Doha chapter of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, ICAI, the Indian Business and Professionals Council, IBPC, Qatar, as well as senior members of Qatari industries and the Indian community in Qatar. Senior officials from different ministries will also accompany Mr. Goyal. The ministry added that during their meeting, the two sides are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions, reviewing bilateral trade performance, addressing existing trade barriers and non-tariff issues, and exploring avenues to enhance trade and investment flows. The ministry mentioned that the talks are likely to include deliberations on the proposed India-Qatar FTA. Another business delegation consisting of senior representatives of industries is also accompanying the Union Minister for the first meeting of the India-Qatar Joint Business Council. Renu Kataria, World News.
In Nepal, at least 52 people have lost their lives in natural calamities over the last 3 days as the country has been experiencing incessant rainfall since Friday in most parts. 38 people died in eastern Ilam district alone due to landslides. Besides human casualties, Nepal has also suffered infrastructure damage due to landslides and floods across the country. In southeastern Nepal, the Koshi River is flowing above the danger level. Weather officials said rains are likely to lash the Himalayan nation. Until today, an authority said they are taking maximum care and precautions to help people affected by the disaster. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the loss of lives and damage caused by heavy rains in Nepal is distressing. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India stands with the people and the government of Nepal in this difficult time. He said, as a friendly neighbor and first responder, India remains committed to providing any assistance that may be required. In Bhutan, a sudden flood in the Amochu River area early today morning left several families and workers stranded in Bhutan's temporary housing and workforce camp. Despite challenging weather conditions, a coordinated rescue effort between Bhutanese authorities and the Indian Army ensured all affected individuals were brought to safety. When a Druk air helicopter was unable to take off due to inclement weather, Bhutan sought urgent support from India. In a prompt and commendable response, two helicopters from the Indian Army were deployed and arrived at the site around 12:55 p.m. The teams airlifted stranded workers to safety and ensured they received immediate medical care. The Royal Government of Bhutan has expressed sincere gratitude to the Indian Army for its timely and life-saving assistance, as well as to the Royal Bhutan Army and Druk Air Teams for their courageous efforts. On the eastern slopes of Mount Everest in Tibet, rescue efforts are underway after a snowstorm trapped nearly 1,000 people at campsites above 4,900 meters. Around 350 have been rescued and guided to Kudang town, according to media. Heavy snowfall began a few days ago, collapsing tents and causing cases of hypothermia. Local villagers and rescue teams are working to clear snow-blocked access routes. The region is experiencing extreme weather, with nearby Nepal facing deadly floods and China impacted by Typhoon Matmo. Entry to Everest scenic area has been suspended. Mount Everest, the world's highest peak, remains a challenging and risky destination despite its popularity with climbers. The tropical cyclone named as Typhoon Matmo disrupted transportation, forced more than 151,000 evacuations and raised fears of flooding as it barreled towards Guangdong Province, China. Typhoon Matmo made landfall in southern China after disrupting transportation, forcing more than 151,000 evacuations and raising fears of flooding, according to the authorities. As Matmo moved through the South China Sea, and it had a maximum sustained winds of 104 miles per hour, which is equivalent to those of a Category 2 storm in the Atlantic, according to the U.S. Navy's Joint Typhoon Warning Center. The storm made landfall in Guangdong Province and was expected to gradually weaken while moving inland towards Guangxi Province. Forecasters warned that the storm could dump up to 10 to 12 inches in parts of the region through this afternoon, increasing the risk of flooding. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israel and Hamas will hold indirect negotiations at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt today on Gaza's ceasefire plan. Discussions will focus on the proposed exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the situation the closest we have come to getting all of the hostages released. U.S. President Donald Trump has welcomed the Hamas statement, accepting some elements of the U.S. peace plan. Under the plan, Hamas would release the remaining 48 hostages, about 20 believed to be alive, within 3 days. It would give up power and disarm. A magnitude 5.4 earthquake struck northern Kyrgyzstan early today, with tremors felt across parts of Central Asia, according to the European Mediterranean Seismological Center, EMSC. The quake occurred at 1:58 a.m., according to the Indian Standard Time, approximately 45 kilometers northeast of Kanchkia at a shallow depth of 10 kilometers. The epicenter lies within the seismically active Tian Shan mountain range. Initial reports had placed the magnitude at 5.7. Local authorities and emergency services are currently assessing the situation. So far, there have been no reports of casualties or significant damage. And now news from the world of sports.
India beat Pakistan by a huge margin of 88 runs in their Women's World Cup cricket clash in Colombo last night. Having set a target of 248, India bowled Pakistan out for just 159. Kranti Gourde was the pick of the Indian bowlers, scalping 3 wickets. With the bat, Harleen Dhoyal's 46 and Richa Ghosh's 20 bowled 35 powered India to a respectable total. The victory gives India a 12-0 head-to-head lead against Pakistan in women's ODIs. With the win, India moved to the top of the points table with 2 victories in as many matches. India will take on South Africa at Visakhapatnam on Thursday. In badminton, Indian shuttlers have won both women's singles and men's doubles titles at Al N Masters 2025 in Abu Dhabi yesterday. In men's doubles, the Indian duo of Hariharanam Sukranan and Arjun MR defeated Indonesia's Raymond Indra and Nicholas Huaquin in the finals in straight sets. Earlier, rising Indian shuttler Shreyansi Wali Shetty won women's singles trophy. In an all-Indian final, Shreyansi defeated her compatriot Tasni. And in World Paraathletic Championships in New Delhi, India wrapped up its campaign with 22 medals, which include 6 gold, 9 silver and 7 bronze. 7 Indians were in action on the final day yesterday. Simran Sharma took silver in 200 meters T12 and Preeti Pal bagged silver in 100 meters T35. Both clinched their second medal of this edition. Paralympic champion Navdeep bagged a silver in javelin throw F41 while Sandeep won a bronze in 200 meter T44. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to embark on a two-day visit to Qatar beginning today. At least 52 people killed in landslides and floods triggered by torrential rain in Nepal. Israel and Hamas to hold indirect negotiations in Egypt today on Gaza's ceasefire plan. Rescue underway for around 1,000 climbers stranded on Tibetan side of Mount Everest after blizzard. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by 88 runs in the Women's World Cup clash in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.